Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. And today I'm your preacher as well. To read is from the book of Acts, and the title of my preaching is What an Interesting Moment We're In. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, Get up and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road. So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go over to this chariot and join it. So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, Do you understand what you're reading? He replied, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now, the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this. Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, there's water. What is to prevent me from being baptized? He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Tis the word of the Lord. What's to prevent him from being baptized? Having worked in a parish, I would say, Are you daft? He has to go through the RCIA program. There's no way you can get baptized at Easter unless you start at least the summer before. And we got this whole program. It's beautiful. You'll love it. But, you know, protocol has to be followed. That's the way about things that are really important to us. People think about them, and sometimes they overthink them. And our beautiful rituals and actions and ideas, they get kind of encrusted with other ideas just to protect them, to make them better. And pretty soon they're just crusty and stiff. Well, this is the time of the pandemic. You can't even go to Mass anymore. So, of course, we're all released from our obligation to go to Sunday Mass. And we have to rethink. Well, it doesn't mean I don't have a desire to pray with people together. And how am I going to do that then? Because watching the Mass off of the internet isn't the same as going to Mass and receiving communion. So we have to rethink and listen to that Spirit. And it's a time to be like Philip and just listen to God. Where's God leading you? And maybe each of us can bring Christ to someone who's looking in some new way, because the old ways are sort of broken right now. 'Tis a freedom we have that we haven't had for a while. It's a freedom to listen to the Spirit and do what is right. Let's seize the moment. Beautiful things could happen.